It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, the 24th day of November. This is Utah's morning news. Right now, downtown, it is 28 degrees.
No accidents along the Wasatch Front. I'm Heather Kelly.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Our top story this morning, clubs and rec leagues and high school winter sports can resume tryouts and practices today with new guidelines for dealing with coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, all participants in high school sports, including coaches, trainers, and staff, will be required to get tested for COVID every other week. Club sports and rec leagues must check for symptoms and ask about any exposure to the virus. Many state leaders have emphasized they believe in-person learning is the best option for students in Utah, so they want to make sure the students stay safe in the extracurricular after-school times. Now, kids in boys and girls basketball, drill, wrestling, and swimming schedules have been worried and waiting. One coach told the Daily Herald it'll be unusual, but the kids are willing to do whatever they need to do in order to play. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Running Utes have been forced to postpone their season an opener this week after their coach tested positive for COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, head coach of the Running Utes, Larry Kruskowiak, announced yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19 and he currently is in self-isolation. He says he will come out of quarantine Friday morning, although there will be a bit of a shakeup to the team's schedule. The Running Utes were originally set to open the season Friday night against the University of New Orleans, although that has now been canceled. As of now, they will open the season on December 3rd versus Washington. It does not appear the team ever went through a full program shutdown, although players have been relegated to conducting individual workouts. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
An Idaho woman who was hospitalized just a couple of days after giving birth is being released from the hospital.
I remember them putting me on a gurney and the lady checking my oxygen and her saying, "You're not breathing, honey."
Jessie Jensen says that's the last thing she remembers before waking up in a Utah hospital. She was flown here for a special procedure to oxygenate her blood. Even though she's been released, she's having lingering symptoms, including a cough, weakness, and the loss of vision in one eye. An assisted living company is taking new steps to house people infected with COVID-19 that might not have any other place to go. Officials with Covington Village in Orem converted one of their smaller buildings into a 16-bed facility for these patients. Founder Mindy Hill says this lets patients stay away from the public while having limited interaction with other patients.
These are folks who are already socially isolated, so then to ask them to quarantine for 14 days while necessary, it's difficult as well.
Hill says they've only accepted patients from their sister facilities, but she's willing to open their doors to the general public. A Utah company has developed a high-tech way to help governments distribute the coronavirus vaccine.
Simplest CEO Ryan Westwood says they have a software program that manages the entire vaccine distribution process, and it also tracks some pretty important things.
It's the prioritization, making sure the right people get the vaccine at the right time. Really can be life-saving. It's also supply chain visibility into what they have and when they could administer the vaccine.
Westwood hopes to start talks with several state governments, including Utah, soon. He also wants regular people to know their health privacy will be protected on the platform. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Health experts across the country are advising everyone to stay home this Thanksgiving and avoid traveling. Harvard epidemiology professor Dr. John Brownstein explains the ripple effect.
Thanksgiving travel plays a big role in the spread of emerging flu viruses. The average flu we know gets sparked across the country, you know, early on because of holiday travel. So we know transportation plays a role. People move around and it's not necessarily even in the plane or in the vehicle, but it's all the other things you do in the airport, the pit stops, the bus terminals, all these places where it's hard to have social distancing. That will play a role in spreading this virus.
Meanwhile, the TSA says this past Sunday was the busiest travel day the country has seen since the beginning of the pandemic. A significant development is expected today with Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin.
Purdue Pharma is expected to plead guilty to federal conspiracy and kickback charges, acknowledging that the company's aggressive marketing of opioids over the last three decades has helped propel an addiction crisis that has ruined lives and killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. The guilty plea is part of a settlement with the Justice Department that has been criticized as too lenient on members of the Sackler family who owned the company and made an estimated $10 billion from OxyContin. They're required to admit no wrongdoing and face no charges. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL weather with Brett Benson. It's going to be pretty sunny today, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can ditch the winter coat.
We're going to see some clearing skies, kind of the opposite of what we saw yesterday. We had increasing clouds on Monday, and then, of course, the quick-hitting storm system Monday afternoon and evening. Today, in the wake of that, we have some cooler air in place. So even though we'll see some more sunshine this afternoon, temperatures are still going to hold in that low 40s range, a little bit below average for this time of year.
Brett says we'll be several degrees warmer tomorrow, but then the temperatures fall back into the low 40s for Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.